Now let's focus on the fourth category called task-based applications. These can have many subcategories of their own and include software, e-commerce sites, e-learning, mobile apps or mobile sites, and they can also be social media apps. This is according to our textbook and can be argued if you want to take a different type of case study off of task-based applications or if you find something unique that you think would be beneficial. Let me know and see if I'll approve it. I find that a task-based application could be search functionality. If you've had me as a teacher before, you know I'm obsessed with searching. What I recommend is that you find something that is a viable market and follows where you want to be in 3 or 4 years if you want to do user experience. I believe there will always be work in e-commerce as far as user experience testing. In addition, e-learning is constantly growing. If you were to look at job ads for e-learning developer, you would see the number in the hundreds of thousands because of the massive move from on-ground studies to online. So two of the most viable in the five categories are e-commerce and e-learning. I strongly recommend those two, but if you can find something that would be really beneficial in any category at all that reflects a user interacting with some sort of function,